Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Good evening, everybody. This is Deb Evans with Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson coming to you live from the Kigo Studios in Chicago. What's going on tonight, Deb?
It is great. You know, we've got the holiday season upon us. I mean, it's here. There's no doubt about it. And you know I'm a little bit of an oversharer when it comes to photos and putting them on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah,
no.
I know. I thought you'd be surprised by that. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, well, so if there are any listeners that are similar to me that like to share what they're eating and who, you know, their family and all that fun stuff, especially with the holiday season, here's what I'm going to suggest you do is download an app. You know, I love the apps. Download an app called Donate a Photo. It's sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. It really has been around a while. I've forgotten that I had it. What they do is you donate a photo. So I just took a picture just a few minutes ago of my mantle, of my Christmas stockings, and I uploaded it to Donate a Photo. And I said, hey, I want my donation of this photo to go to the military families. And what Johnson & Johnson does is they, for every photo you donate, they donate a dollar to the charity of your choice. Now, Johnson & Johnson will only let me donate one photo a day. They say, hey, Deb, you're an oversharer. We can't have you donating 10 photos a day. It would cost them a lot of money. But they take my photo. I share it on, you know, Donate a Photo. It goes to Facebook and goes Twitter. And Johnson & Johnson will send my dollar to the cause that helps military families. I love it. And I've had the app probably for a year or a half. And I've donated 152 photos, 27 different causes. Now, you know, in the scheme of things, it means I've only donated $152, but those $152 didn't come out of my pocket. They came from from me donating a photo. So I think it's a great cause. And, yeah, I'd like to see, and of course, I love to see the other photos that everybody else is taking anyway and sharing. Apply it to a cause. So
yeah, very cool. And if we all did that every day, that would be, you know, that would be a nice little nugget going to whatever charity you want to do.
That's
so
right.
Very cool. I will check that out. I know we talked about that a couple of years ago, but I'm glad Johnson & Johnson is still doing this too.
They're still doing it. Yes. Very good.
Excellent. Thanks for that Geek It Out segment tonight. And now let's get into tonight's conversation about Google for Business. And we wanted to bring in one of our friends from the International Franchise Association who has been using Google for Business for quite a while. And we want to get an update from our friend Brian Spindell, co-founder of PostNet. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, good, Jack. How are you, man?
Very good, very good. So tell us what's going on in the world of Google for your business. How did you get involved in this, and how long have you been using it?
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I think while we implemented the Google, I think at that time it was called Google Apps, but they changed the name a few times and more recently to G Suite. But basically, we started with them in 2011. Mm. So it's been about five years now that we've been on the platform. And when I say we, I mean not just here at PostNet headquarters, but our entire franchise system. The driving force of us getting on initially was just to solve some email pain that both we and our franchisees had. As a franchisor, we want all of our emails that are used by our franchisees and their staff to communicate with customers branded with the postnet.com domain. And so we've, prior to Google, what I'll just call the Google platform because the name has changed in G Suite currently, prior to that we had a number, we tried an Exchange server, we tried another web-based mail service. And boy, our franchisees were lambasting us for spam issues that they were dealing with, outages, all kinds of issues. When you're a franchisor and you require that your franchisees use any technology system, and that system goes down or is not reliable or creates pain for the franchisees because it's a requirement that they use it, it's a big problem.
Right.
you want to keep your franchisees happy, and you want them satisfied, and you want them feeling good about the things that you're asking them to do as franchisees. And so the first driver was email, but little did I know that the Google platform, G Suite, is so much more than just mail. It solved our email issues wonderfully, but today we use it for so many more things.
I can imagine.
Tell us about some of the other things you use outside of email on it then too.
Yeah. So the platform itself is meant to be a collaborative sharing platform, and which is great for a franchise system, right? Because there's a lot of things that franchisors need to share with their franchisees, and there's a lot of groups within a franchise organization that need to share and communicate and everything else. So in addition to wonderfully serving our needs associated with the postnet.com email, there are calendars. And calendars are something we all use, but the neat thing about the Google platform calendars is that it is a system-wide calendar. It's shared across the system, and we can create various calendars of events and things like that that franchisees and staff members and some of our franchisee committees or our advisory council can subscribe to. So they know what's going on with other people. And one of the neatest features is that if a franchisee wants to, for example, get time with me on any issue or any staff member here at headquarters, they can literally type in my email address in the shared calendars and see my calendar. Now, if I have something that I feel is private that I don't want folks to see, basically it just shows that I'm busy during a period of time on my calendar. But quite frankly, I think over the years I've maybe had four or five things that I made private because there's, you know, really it's nice for everybody to see what's going on, who I'm meeting with, vendors, suppliers, franchisees, discovery days, and they can grab a slice of time that they know I'm free. So it's really neat to have the ability for us, for them to do that with our team, and also we can do that with them. If we want some time with them, we go in, we look at their calendar, we say, hey, listen, I notice you have some time at 11. Can I grab a 15 minutes with you? It's really, really effective. So the calendars are something we use a lot. There are email groups. We can easily email everyone at the postnet.com address if we need to get an urgent alert out. The groups are used extensively by our committees, our advisory council, pilot groups, test groups, people that are in the process of testing various products or services or technologies that we're considering rolling out. There are shared documents, and I don't know, have you guys ever collaborated on a document using the Google platform by any chance?
I love using that with my clients. Sure, it's just so helpful.
Yeah, so I mean it's neat because you can share it. If you both want to be in the document real time discussing and making changes, you can chat back and forth. Oh, and there's live chat, there's video chat, there's Google Hangouts are supported. And again, this is all within the domain. So it's very quick and easy to ping anybody in the system, whether it be a franchisee, their staff, or somebody here at headquarters. So I can go on and on about the feature set, but it's a powerful platform that really is well developed for a collaborative organization. And like I said, today's franchise systems really need that collaboration.
Right. You know, you presented at Frantech several years ago how you use the Google for Business or G Suite. And one of the things that I know really impressed the audience then and still impresses me tremendously today is how you use your calendar. I don't know of many franchisors that are as open and have built a culture like you have to share that that calendar, that ability for you to connect with your franchisees. And that speaks, I think it speaks volumes for your system, for your prospects to know how engaging you are and how open you are to have that communication. So kudos to you and for establishing that whole culture there.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's
I
great.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I think transparency is important. And the other thing that I think that is interesting is, you know, there was a time when franchisors were, I guess, suspicious or suspect to the concept of message boards and forums because they were concerned about putting people together and being transparent and making those connections and things like that. And today's franchisors understand that, listen, that's the best thing you could possibly do. You know, best practices come out of that.
Right.
If you do have issues in your system, you're going to learn about them. And if you don't do that, if you don't enable your franchisees to communicate in your system, they'll go outside of your system, which is not what you want to have happen.
Right.
So, we've always been really committed to that. And I'll tell you that what it really helps with, and this is an unintended positive consequence, which is franchisees don't really know what their franchisors are doing. At some level, if there's not visibility into that for franchisees, they jump to conclusions that may lead them to believe that the folks at headquarters aren't working hard,
right,
aren't engaged, aren't doing things that are consistent with their efforts. And so by having somebody like myself, a president, a co-founder, somebody who's been involved in the franchise system for 23 years, our CEO, Steve Greenbaum, does the same thing. All of our staff members do the same thing. By being able for them to pipe in to our marketing director's calendar and see that she's meeting with Velasquez on a direct mail campaign, and she's meeting with the creative folks on creating some new creative materials for our February promotion, our We Love Our February promotion, which is around Valentine's Day. It's customer appreciation program. They can see how busy everybody is and how engaged everybody is on working on their behalf, and I think it adds value for franchisees to know what their franchisor and their franchisor staff are up to.
Absolutely, and it's great accountability
tool too.
You
mean you guys aren't just playing? You mean you guys aren't just playing golf all day?
I don't blame franchisees, but sometimes they think we are sitting around smoking cigars, sipping cognac.
Right. Playing golf, as Jack said.
That's exactly right.
You're just sitting back counting the money. We know it. Yeah. No, I think that transparency says a lot about your culture. That's very cool. You mentioned the Google Hangouts, which we talked about, Deb, a couple of weeks ago. Hangouts has gone through just this tremendous evolution. And if anybody isn't using it in this way, and Brian, maybe you guys are, now there's a mobile app called Google Hangouts that basically replaces the old GChat that's connected to your Gmail, and you can actually answer those instant messages from your mobile phone while you're out of the office. To me, that's the greatest thing Google's come up with in like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, again, that's the benefit of being on the Google platform is not just the app associated with Google Hangouts, which is fantastic, but any of the Google features like the calendars, like the Google Drive, which is that a storage device and a way of sharing and collaborating on documents. Their mobile technology is, I don't know if it would be safe or fair to say it's second to none, but it's world class, and it's so reliable,
and it's all connecting. Yeah, you know, it's
yeah, that's right. It's all on the same system, and so that's why, like I said, as you can tell, I'm a big fan. I'm a promoter of it, I really do believe it's a good solution, and it's very affordable. When you talk about $55, pretty much $50 to $55 per account per year.
Per year.
Per month, per year. It is a very efficient, and the storage is immense.
Yeah.
As far as the documents and the email and everything else, you can go many, many years. I just recently, and I'm probably the heaviest user, I just had to expand my storage a little bit, and I had to add 99 cents a month for half a terabyte or something
right.
like that. I mean, it's just ridiculously affordable. And it's scalable. Even if you're a small franchise organization, this is something that you don't have to, you know, you can as you grow, you scale with it, and you're only paying for what you're using.
But,
you don't have to overinvest.
Very good advice.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said too for bringing franchisees into it. Google isn't, some scary unknown factor that now I've got to learn a whole new system. I have no idea what this other piece of software is. It's Google. They're probably at least familiar with Gmail when they come in, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yes.
So, Brian,
go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say real quick in the couple minutes we have left, you mentioned a customer appreciation promotion that PostNet has coming up in February. Tell us a little bit about that and maybe anything else that you guys are working on over the next couple of months that might be of interest.
Yeah. Well, we do this every February and early March. We do it around Valentine's Day, and a lot of our national ad fund programs that are done for our franchisees are around new customer acquisition. Which makes sense because franchisees are always looking to grow and add to their customers. This is the one big time of the year that we really focus on our existing customers, both business and consumers. Consumers more using our pack and ship services, our UPS, FedEx, DHL services, and businesses more using our printing, our signs, our banners, our promotional products, our business services and marketing services. And basically this is a way for our franchisees, we give them a program, a kit, the tools, the materials, some gifts for customers, to basically reach out to their local customer base and thank them for their loyalty and thank them for their business. And it's all around we love our customers and the spirit of Valentine's Day. So we like to let our customers know that we really do love them, and the more and more of them that we have, the more love we can spread around.
Very good.
That's great. Showing them the love on Valentine's Day. Love it.
Indeed.
Brian Spindell, president and co-founder of PostNet, thanks so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio tonight. We look forward to seeing you soon at an IFA event. If anybody wants to reach out to you and maybe they've got some follow-up questions or they'd like to learn a little bit more about how you guys are using Google or maybe some more about PostNet, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, the best way is email, which will come in through our Google platform. Email address is short and sweet, which is spin, S-P-I-N, at postnet, P-O-S-T-N-E-T, .com.
Terrific.
Excellent. Brian, thanks so much for joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio.
All right, great. Deb and thanks. Jack, have a great holiday season.
You too. Thanks, Brian. Tell everybody hello.
Same to your listeners. Happy holidays.